All right, y'all, welcome to Doom. I'm pissed because I lost my theme song. The file got eradicated on the internet, and I went to go download my theme song off the site that I got it from. And lo and behold, that is corrupted on that site too, so I can't find it, my theme song anymore. It's all well anyway because anybody could use that theme song, and I want an original theme song. If you know any musicians, or if you're a musician, I only need a little jingle for the beginning of my show. Contact me, doomcast@blogspot.com or blackpun2000@yahoo.com. Anyway, forget all that. We have this show. We have a review of the movie. It's not a quote review of the movie Hancock, because the less said about him, the better. So we'll be right back after these messages, and we'll start right in with the show.
I've always been a fan of the Metro section of the paper, but wow, every now and again I'll flip to the comics. You're listening to Thoom. It's a good show. I give you my approval.
I'm asking for a little nerdy nigga who thinks he can do magic. That's what I want.
Oh, that's Justin Bateman. That's Paul Weber, a.k.a. Paul Mother Effin' Weber. He's a publicist, can't sell crap, okay? He think he got a life, but he ain't nothing. I'm banking his ex-wife, used to be my wife. She put on masquerade, who I thought was ugly throughout the whole life until I saw this movie. I'm like, dang. She had some sweat pads on in the kitchen. She was popped over. I'm like, dang, look at that asshole, Charlize. And she got the nerve to date Stuart Townsend, who was Queen of the Dam, who played the Dracula for, what's her name's last movie? The loud.
Aaliyah.
Yeah. He played Dracula, never been seen again. No wonder he humped her ass. He was on TMZ the other night. He was walking across the street. TMZ said, Charlize, you're beautiful. She said, stop kissing my ass, guys. And, and I was like, they ain't say nothing to him. He was walking next to her, and one photographer said, Charlize, we can't wait till your next movie come out. And she said, what is my next movie? He said, y'all started laughing. She was like, guys, get out of my way. Get up, leave me alone. And they asked Stuart Townsend nothing.
But they say that marriages like that don't supposed to last because one is getting more work than the other. But their marriage is lasting. Their marriage is lasting.
I have to admit, they proven it wrong. He got a big dick, or he doing something, Charlize. She looked good in that movie when she was kissing on Justine Bateman.
What? I said, you know what? Jason Bateman. Jason Bateman.
No, that's Justine, Tone. That's Justine. I said, you know what? Justine, in real life, you wouldn't be married to him. In fact, you wouldn't be walking around Will Smith, old black nigga. Because them niggas ain't a cool dude said, we ain't giving this a bad review, Harry. Oh, I know why. It's interracial love story, you fat faggot. I'm like, dang. He said, F y'all, this was a fun movie. I said, yeah, this was a fun ass movie. The Will Smith looking all stank, like he didn't care. I'm like, what? And I love that scene. He do that nigga who played Michael Myers when he was little in the movie. He do that bitch up in the air. I said, first of all, that little Michael Myers could act because he was English-American in the movie, but in this movie, he's a German-French mother effer.
What do you mean he played little Michael Myers?
Michael Myers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Austin Powers, Michael Myers. You talking about...
No. Oh, he's done. I think he'll be working with you in EMT next week.
You mean that movie didn't make that much money, Love Guru? It didn't make...
Oh, to me... It only made $9 million its opening weekend, and it's going down.
I don't know if I believe that. I have to look that up on Box Office Mojo.
Oh, bitch, like you got mojo. I got a mojo up your mouth. I think with the Zohan doing way better than that.
But these guys are big money maker movie box office people. Michael Myers and what's his face? Adam Sandler. So why would it be surprising that these movies make some money or make it back in DVD rentals?
Well, Adam should be failing too, because he does the same shtick. But Michael Myers, I guess people get tired of that. They said, one reviewer said, this dude ain't may try. He may try to make a good movie. Justin Timberlake comes on there with a fake accent, and he said he's okay, but it's flat. Everything is flat. He said the filmmakers didn't even try to be funny. And he got meaning me acting all stupid. Then they released a sex tape with Mini-Me for publicity. That didn't work.
First of all, if a real sex tape came out of Mini-Me, right? You saying?
Well, it was some girl. He's kissing on her, and it's nasty.
But that don't. If something like that come out, it means because somebody released it, not because the studios or Vern Troyer released it for publicity.
No. What they're saying is the publicist tried to get some publicity, and so they released that for not the studio.
Yeah, I know, but why would your publicist even do that? That's a cynical point of view to think that a star would let these kind of stuff come out just because they're trying to get publicity for a movie.
That's true, because Pam Anderson never did that for publicity.
She didn't.
Right.
There's a guy. Somebody got a hold of the tape, and she said that she was outraged. Then the other dude,
Tommy Lee,
huh? Yes.
Tommy Lee.
That's somebody too.
And they took half their profits too.
They deserve the money if they're going to make the money off of their faces, and they can't stop them. Even though I don't ever understood that why they couldn't stop them. They could never, because everyone, like, those sex tapes, Paris Hilton, all that stuff, they say, they can't stop the person from releasing tape. Why not? It's not their tape. It's not their face.
I don't understand that either. I don't understand that. I'm like, Hollywood is an effed up country.
Wait a minute. It's not
Hollywood
a country.
Hollywood is a country. That's bad. Them niggas, they got porn galore up in the valley. They make billions off it. The California economy. And I'm like, this is a crazy ass country.
It's the same country, United States, as the rest of us.
No. And Timmy T right in the middle, picking them up in the ambulance. Drug overdoses, transvestites on drugs. Till, pick us up, please. You have to drop your script. Okay, I'll be right there. You drop your movie. Okay, dang. I'm about to shoot Star Wars Part 8. I gotta go pick up this junkie. Okay, Till. See you later. Okay.
How dare you make me sound like some dummy who's just doing this for money and running around picking up.
Tim, you up there picking up the junkie. But nigga, that crowd I saw Hancock with, they enjoyed that. I'm like, yeah, this is a fun ass movie. He said, you should sue McDonald's for messing you up. I was rolling. I wasn't expecting
that. That's insulting.
That was beautiful.
But that kind of cynical, hateful humor, how could that go over very long with the audience?
Because, see, in the real life, a superhero not one would have said that, would have busted some bones in the crowd. But he was cool. You know, I have to admit, he did a good job. I don't care that much for that nigga, but he did a good job. He could at least give Karen Parsons a small role.
First of all, can't act. Hillary from Fresh Prince can't act. Second of all, why you keep calling him a nigga? Didn't he prove himself to be more than a derogatory term of our people? Will Smith.
He's out of here. What are you doing, nigga? What did you think, bitch?
Wait a minute. First of all, why are you calling me a bitch when you asking my opinion about something?
Because you Kingsley's bitch.
Okay. First of all, you seem to be very, enamored with Kingsley because you keep mentioning him.
I'm fascinated. I am fascinated.
What's there to be fascinated? He's a normal filmmaker, a normal man.
Just like Ray Salvo, who did. You don't talk about that. Okay.
Okay.
Work for Disney, Powder? Yeah, normal.
Anyway, let's move on with the review of this movie. I'll just say, I give it a thumbs up. And unlike you, I didn't tell the people who I was with what Charlize Theron or that there was going to be a twist. And they were surprised.
They got to
be surprised.
Well, they changed it, though.
They didn't change nothing. It was still the same. It was what you said.
No, but in the original script, she was supposed to be the main villain out of anger. But they softened that bitch up.
Was probably never going to be the villain. Why would they make her? That won't make no sense that she would be the villain when she's married to.
Because she's bitter.
Why would she be bitter when she's married to Jason Bateman?
You got it right, Justine Bateman. Because if she saw that black nigga come back in her life, it made her angry. But that was tight. How he was about to kiss her. I knew it was going to happen. She said no. Threw him through the wall.
But somebody said in the movie, last night when you kissed me in the kitchen, when I kissed you in the kitchen, but they didn't kiss.
No, he did. I was like, okay, did they cut that out? Because that's like the Hulk. They cut that scene like a bitch. Because, you know, she didn't kiss you. You kissed that car outside with the wall in your face.
He got hit so hard by a refrigerator that he thought he kissed in a truck.
Remember, he stood with that truck. He picked up that truck. It was 18-wheeler.
Okay, and why are they throwing each other into buildings and things?
There's innocent people. Walking around L.A., I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I agree with you.
Jason Bateman just happened to be looking down and see it as well.
Oh, Justine.
Why do you keep calling it Justine? This guy has been acting for 20 years. He was in the movie, the TV show Arrested Development. People give him accolades on his acting. He was a...
That's right. I have to admit. Yeah, I'm going to call him Justin. Because
Jason!
Of that. Jason. Dang, okay, Jack Bateman, whatever his name is. Yeah, because that Teen Wolf 2, he's Justine.
Wait, no. But what about It's Your Move? Right. Remember the old sitcom It's Your Move where he...
Oh, no, you mean Family Matters.
No, not that. No, first of all, Family Matters is the one with Urkel. You're thinking of the Hogan family. When he was 11 or 12 or 13, he had a show where you know Steve from Married with Children? The neighbor, he was his neighbor in the sitcom, Jason Bateman's neighbor, and he was trying to date Jason Bateman's mom, and him and Jason Bateman would always have a war of the wits, where Jason Bateman would always be doing some kind of scheme. He was only 13-year-old.
I vaguely remember that. He's trying like a smart ass.
He was my hero from that time, man.
He does play a jerk off.
In real life, he was a jerk off too, because he was playing that on that show Silver Spoons. He was playing a jerk off. This guy's an a hole, and he's only 11 years old. But then after that, he really was an a hole in real life, because I remember reading the TV guide or something when they say he was a teenager and one of his fans, it was like around the Hogan family time, one of his fans who was overweight, a little girl. About 13, 14, came up.
He made fun of her.
And said she needed to lose some weight. And she was like, can I have your autograph? He said, no, you don't need my autograph. You need to lose some weight or something like that.
But don't worry, though. Something called time got his ass back because he didn't work for me.
What you say? He's in a big movie, but he's in big budget movies now.
Now. Remember, Hogan Family was 1985.
Yeah, but then he worked in that. The next time he worked was in the Arrested Development in 2002.
Teen Wolf 2.
Okay, that's work.
And there was a big ass gap.
Okay, then what did his sister Justine do to deserve her drought in her career?
You know what? I don't know. I have. You know what? That's called a phenomenon. I don't understand that because she's got an ugly. But they look alike. I bet she could. Yeah, babe. I think he did good in this movie, though. He did good in this movie. One reviewer said, he said, you know, it's too bad. It's like Jerry Maguire in a way. He's like, too bad who was focused on him. I said, no, I ain't need to be focused on
him.
Wait,
why would it be focused on a non-superpower regular husband?
Thank you! You got two freaking gods walking around.
His wife probably beating his ass in bed for sexual pleasure because she's stronger than he is.
God. But I love when Will Smith said, I'm going to stick his head up your ass in jail.
Okay, that
please.
Was, to me, a degrading scene of a human.
That was beautiful. They didn't show the niggas with a... He had a neck brace. I was rolling. We all was rolling that theater. The white man was fine. He just was butt with her, but we didn't see that.
Yeah, how was that white man? He shouldn't have been able to sit down.
You know, he shouldn't be able to walk at all. You put a big head man up your ass.
For the audience members in my... Zoom audience, listening audience, in case they don't know what we're talking about, James spoiled this movie for y'all, so I won't put spoilers at the beginning of the show, but a scene happened where he shoved another one man's head up another man's ass. That's degrading.
That is Timmy, you know, good Timmy, now come on, today in jail, you know, good ones have been doing more than that to each other up in jail.
Wait a minute, putting their head up their ass?
Yeah. We're not the head, but hands, fists, elbows.
Well, the thing that I'm saying is, I was in the movie theater, and the people I was with, Amber, Kelly, and Kingsley, was
ooh, all females. Porn star names too, Amber, Kelly. That's a porn star name. But go ahead, bitch.
Anyway, we was watching. At the end, the credits came up, and it's the fourth or fifth name. It said a character's name, Matrix, and next to his, the character name was the real name, Matrix, but spelled different with M-A-E-T-R-I-X, and the last, whatever the last name is, Matrix Johnson, whatever his name. And then they started like, yeah, he got fifth billing, fourth billing. And he, like, he up almost under Will Smith's name.
Oh,
and I'm like, who?
Oh, you mean the black
dude?
Yeah,
and I'm like, who is that? And they said, I said, because they knew him. They all knew the people I was with knew this Matrix guy. And I said, who is he in the movie? And he's like,
yeah,
he's the one who got the black man. King Lee kind of said it under his brother. He's the black man. You know, the brother got the head of the butt. Who put the head up his... I'm like...
What?
And, I'm,
and they clapped
and
for
I'm
him.
Like, wait a minute. Then they said, yeah, I seen they... he working... Or he been hanging out with the writers because he got... You know, he was on a set as he was supposed to be a regular extra. But then they gave him... They
what?
Gave him that part. And they said he been...
That could have been you,
please.
Too.
And then he said... Then I, no. No. No, I would have said no. And then I was, but anyway, he was hanging. They say he hanging out with the writers. He said, "I hope he don't go Hollywood." And then they said, "Yeah, he made it." And he said, "But did he?" And then King Lee said, "Yeah, but he did have to put the head up the butt." For
yeah, and see what King Lee should know. He used to do that a lot, you know.
You know, it's
then,
not a real head up the butt, but it's still that want to be your big break that you was the one who got your head up. Somebody,
yeah. Well, so why says, you know, they gonna ask him. Okay, Mr. Matrix, I like your name. Cool name. Thank you, sir. What's your first big movie? I was a Hancock. Good. Were you the other superhero? No. Were you that gave him their powers?
Were you with Will Smith stand-in?
No. Okay, well, were you the little white boy stand-in, the son? No. Okay. What did you... I was the... My head went up that white man's ass. Okay. Okay. Now, okay, next. What's your name? I'm Tim Terrell. You're hired,
wait,
Tim. What do you do for a living? I'm EMT. F it. You're hired.
First of all, I don't talk like that.
F it.
Second of all, why would you think that somebody would turn you down for a role just because you play that role in Hancock?
You know what? I guess you're right. I mean, because you see these porn stars, they break into Hollywood all the time. They
but that's not
all
a porn
time.
Star.
That was right.
That was a CGI. He didn't really have his head up a man's ass.
Dude, that's whoever wrote that was good. I like
no,
that,
that's
though.
Humiliating.
I was
disturbed
no, because,
after that movie. After that scene, I was disturbed.
No, you disturbed because you said it to Kingsley, and he felt embarrassed. So you felt embarrassed for him. Because I bet he said, ooh.
No, I
was... And you looked around with your corner of your eye, your crusty-ass eye. Oh, man, you feel bad. I mean, his feet curled up.
Wait a minute. Why are you, like I said, you got a fixation with Kingsley. And Kingsley, just Film Snob, is the other host, another one of the hosts on this show, Doom. Go check out his episode.
He's a gay
the
one.
The second
yeah.
episode,
say
Doomsday,
it,
he was on that. So check that episode out.
I got to hear yeah, tomorrow I have to hear it. I got to shoot tomorrow, so before I shoot, I'm going to go library. His feet curled up. Ooh. I bet he wish he was in jail. Tim, you want to go with me?
I was going to say, since we didn't never review the Hulk movie, but should we now or just too late? Because every time...
Yeah, let's do it again. I like to cheat myself, bitch.
Forget it, though. It's
going
to lose its...
Took us out dry. Yeah, go ahead.
It'll lose its magic in the translation since it's not...
Damn, look at you trying to sound like David Copperfield. That movie was tight. I like
that
movie. Yeah, I like, and I was like, "Why they call him Hancock?" And he said it. I'm like, "Dang, can I have your Jan Hancock here?" I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Yeah, and he's talking about, you know, they both were gods, him and Charlize Theron, and they was together, so they lost their powers 80 years ago. And as they lost their power, some mugger attacked Will Smith and hit him upside the head. But I was going, and he lost his memory. And she left him so he could regain his power and be a god again. But in that process, he lost his memories of who he was. And my point is, that wasn't a mugging. That was called the Ku Klux Klan. Because if that was 80 years ago in 1928.
They should have been together because he's black and she's white. In fact, I'm surprised they ain't burning that.
I'm saying he was an invincible god, but I'm like, but dang, his ass didn't say nothing about, okay, back in the days, like when we was gods, they were Greek gods, but I'm the only black Greek god.
Zeus was all white with a beard. And you know what? It would have been cool when he had those scars in the hospital and she was pointing out the scars. It would have been cool if they would have said, like, burnt marks on his body. And he would have said, well, where this is from? And she could have said, well, this is where they lynched you and they burnt you on the cross. He would have been like, well, hold on, who lynched me? Well, since we were alive 80 years ago, this was 1927, but there were some men in white sheets. They took me, and they just took you and burnt you and basically almost beheaded you, but they couldn't break your neck, so they just burnt you, and they thought you died, baby. So you mean to tell me all of my body is burnt marks, and you didn't notice that? Yeah, damn! They should have went deep on that with her fine. So I never thought she was fine until then.
That's because you saw her as monster, okay?
Well, that's true. And I saw her with that little ugly-ass monster, Christina Ricci. I'm like, no, they both ugly. She's
wait,
in that movie,
minute,
too,
Chris,
old Gollum.
Think
so.
That Christina Ricci is sexy?
Tim, she looks like Gollum. I'd rather do Gollum than her.
Her eye.
Jesus, that her big old eye. Head. And ooh, she's ugly.
Her eyes are kind of big, but I used to think she was...
What you mean, kind of?
I used to think she was hot back in the Catherine and Friendly Duos days.
She's a real life Cyclops.
Well, who's better looking or worse looking, her or I'm trying to remember the name.
Kristen Dunst.
No, I'm not saying. I bring that up. Later. Okay, yeah. Who? Yeah. Let's do Kill F Mary. Do you know what that game is? Kill Fuck Mary from Howard Stern.
Well, you know what? Yeah, way back in the day, if I remember correctly, it was like, would you rather kill or F them,
yeah.
Right? Or
yes,
married them.
Now, out of these three women, and I'll put it on, I'm trying to remember the name of the horse face from Sex and the City. Yeah, her horse face from Sex and the City, the lead one, Carrie.
Sarah Jessica.
Sarah Jessica Parker. The one we just said, Christina Ricci. And Kirsten Dunst, Christina Ricci, and Carrie from Sex and the City, Kill F. Mary.
I can't kill every last one. I'm about to do one, right? Shoot. All right.
Well, you like the F. Kingsley. I know that.
Oh, you put him in the mix? Okay. Faggot ass. All right. Since I seen Christina Ricci's chest in that movie called Black Snake Moon, she acted like a stupid-ass freak, I'll have to F her. No. God. No, marry her. I'll have to marry her. Marry her. Yeah. Okay, so that means now the effing. No, okay. Here you go. You ready? This may sound weird, but she's married to a very, in my opinion, a very metrosexual actor
named Matthew
Broderick. So therefore, I have to F Sarah Jessica. So I know I'm tasting that part of naked too. Okay, so he's very, very kind of flimmy to me. And of course, killing Kristen
Dunst.
Wait a
minute. You rather bang sexy Jessica Parker? Old ass,
yes.
Then Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, Tim, do you see her in Spider-Man? The Goblin was more attractive. Willem Dafoe is more attractive than her. Okay? God, she's hideous. But no, so with just Sarah Jessica, at least I'm knowing I'm getting a piece of Matthew Broderick, too. Because he come across very feminine.
Wait, he only come across as just a regular guy to you? He was Ferris Bueller.
No. Faggot Bueller, in my opinion. But yeah, so I would marry Christina, so I could just bang that all every time I want.
So you admit that you want to bang, or you'd rather bang Christina Ricci than...
Christina Ricci. Well, I know, in a way, it's like doing history. I said to myself, you was in the best, one of the biggest movies of all time, Lord of the Rings. And I,
no,
you know,
that was Andy Serkis who played Gollum.
And she'll probably say, my precious... God, she's hideous. But she got a chest on her.
Okay.
No, let me ask you, who would you rather kill, F. and Mary? Jason Bateman, Kingsley the Film Slob, or Charlize Theron, bitch?
Fuck F you.
That's an effed up. Ain't that an effed up choice?
Bang,
knowing you rather marry Kingsley.
You know what? I'm sick of your homophobia on the show. I'm sick of your derogatory remarks towards gays. What do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, jeez. Tim, they're getting married, and I know that's where you live in that right now, you and Kingsley. So Lord knows what you two did already, okay? Because it's illegal. Because you live in L.A., so you guys can get married now in California. So I know you shouldn't hide this fact. You ain't tell Mel, your cousin. So hopefully Mel listens to this broadcast. I mean, you ain't tell the all-black niggas in Rochester that you used to hang with. It was all black. But let a white woman come by. They'll bang a white woman in a heartbeat. Remember that one brother you told me about? Hey, I smell like him, nigga, but as soon as a white woman walk by, yeah, I'll get that. I'm like, uh-huh. He traded his whole black race in for one piece of white ass. So I know you don't want them to know what you're doing over there in L.A.
Okay? I'm a heterosexual. What are you talking about?
Timmy, you think you're heterosexual. You think. But that's okay, brother. I mean, you ain't got nothing to hide from me. You're an artist. The most artists are you,
nigga. If anybody knows about taking up the ass, is you, J.D.,
Oh, believe me, I took it up lots of times, Rochester. It was for a show called Going Off. I took up the ass lots of times. And I'm still bleeding from that, too.
You know, that was the best thing that happened to your career.
I have to admit, because people recognize me for that show. They're like, ain't you that dude on that show? I said, yeah. Who created that show? Well, I did. And I did a story. Yeah, I told so many niggas that, and they believe me, too. They believe me. But man, but did you like the ending of Hancock when he said, look up, and he looked up. I bought the soundtrack, too, for $15. So the movie was done, I bought that soundtrack.
Wait a minute, you called Drink the Kool-Aid, bought it, hook, line, okay.
But no, the music, the dude who did the music also did the music for X-Men 3, John Powell.
Okay.
He's a good
orchestra.
They
not only probably hired the guy who did the music score, but they also hired the dude who did the costumes from X-Men.
Like Mike Epps said, remember
at
Mike
the end of the movie? He said it. Yeah. That was the funniest part of the movie to me. Because he said.
But like Mike Epps was just happy to be in a good movie.
He said.
He was so happy just to be in a good movie.
First of all, how'd he get the role, that little last role in the movie?
I was about to say that. I'm like, okay, who cock did he lick? I'm like, well, he had no bearing in the movie whatsoever. He could at least show the nigga walking down the sidewalk in the middle of the movie. They may show him
doing
that.
But he was
that.
In New York, and the movie took place in L.A., and at the end, Hancock went to New York City, and that's where
Oh, that's right, that's right. They do show the black man mugging somebody.
Of course.
He was like, asshole, what'd you call me? Well, I love that bank robber. Didn't you call him that? The next thing you show was his hand, and he's screaming. And Will Smith has a hand on a bomb.
Yeah, I point out to Kingsley, okay, right, after he retrieved the bomb, the detonator for the bomb. Okay, this is a detonator that you got to keep the hand on, the finger on the detonator, or else if you let go, the people in the bank is going to blow up. Okay, he walk out so casually and give the hand on that is squeezed on the detonator to the cop and say,
the chief, yeah.
Good job. And the chief said, no, you good job. And then take it and walk away like he's taking a piece of paper to his chief of police in the back. Like, no, this is a bomb, nigga.
There's people lives at stake inside the bank.
And he walk away all casually. No, you did a good job. Took the hand.
I was like,
I'm like, what?
No, you didn't. I'm like, okay, that's, I'm like, who wrote this? Kingsley or Tim? Good job. No, I'm like, you walking off. I would have cussed some niggas off if I was at one of the persons in the bank. I was like, mother, at first, get this thing off me. You know what I'm saying? Take this off me.
And that guy,
but I like that.
That guy who got his hand taken off, he was like English or something, or he was supposed to me. He was a low budget Alan Rickman from.
Okay, Timmy, don't even mention Alan Rickman's name with that nigga.
He's like,
in my opinion, he's on the same level as Paul. I think Paul Weber's higher than him. I seen it once before. I don't know where. Yeah, he was suck ass. He was sorry. Did he go hold them hands in jail? Let's put our powers together. He had one hook. There's a black man with the brace going to hold his hook. I'm like, what is this supposed to be? They held hands. Remember that? Like, you're supposed to be like Zod.
Yeah, it's like all the villains are getting together to get take care of Hancock.
Oh, like the duck. Okay, what they call that?
The Legion of Doom.
The Temple of Doom. The Legion of Doom. Yeah. Let's hold my hand.
It's like one is.
I'm like
Ass Man, and the other one is Hook Man.
The other one is Ass Head
Now,
Man.
If this movie make a lot of money, do you think that
$105
million
would
be a sequel to it, or no?
Yeah, like Men in Black.
Kingsley said, the girl said, oh yeah, just wait for the sequel. And then Kingsley said, no, well, I don't know. Will doesn't do sequels. And he said Will, like he knew him personally. But anyway, he said, but I'm like, he did Men in Black. But yeah, come to think of it, that's the only sequel that he's done.
You know what? Come to think of it, too, yeah. I'm trying to think of something else he did, though, you know? Wow, Wow, West?
No. Independence Day? No. Now I'm glad.
Oh, God, no, no.
I'm glad they didn't make a sequel. Ali. Now I'm surprised they didn't make a sequel to Ali. The Thriller in Manila. The sequel where Muhammad Ali be at home and he be just sitting there looking drool be coming out. Anyway.
He can't go. He can't take a piss straight. No. He pissed all over, get a pinky by accident. Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
That's not, but that's not true, though. He's really, they say Muhammad Ali got all his mind together so he moves slower. He gives messages to the rest of his body slower.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you want to say hi to you, it'll take a whole week.
Anyway.
A whole week.
But I'm surprised
You know what? No, I'm saying, yeah, you're right. I don't have to see him do a sequel.
Yeah, I'm saying. Well,
maybe with this here, though.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't do one to Independence Day because wasn't that a super hit?
That movie.
But wasn't it a big old hit, though?
Yeah, they opened up on a Wednesday and they made so much freaking money by that Monday morning. But it sucked ass. I can never watch that again. Oh, my God. And they had my boy in it, too, Brent Spiner. I'm like, Brent, what are you doing in here? What are you doing in here? They killed him quick.
AKA Data. What, Data died in that movie? Oh, man.
Yeah, because the alien grabbed him and it spoke to him. It was so stupid. And they shot him against the wall. It was, oh, God. You know what? And my boy, too, was in a Jeff
Goldblum. Yeah, I seen him recently. They had, I don't know where he was, on TMZ or something. He looked the same, man. I got to admit, that brother looked the same.
Oh, yeah. Jeff? Yeah, he's tall as a mother effer, but yeah, he's with them big old buggy eyes.
Well, who got bigger buggy eyes, him or Christina Ricci?
Jeff. Oh, Jesus. You know what? With Jeff, it fits him because it seems like he's an intellect. Christina seems like a freak. Okay? Jeff, it seems like he's an intellect, but not with Christina. She seems like a freaking, woo,
yeah,
monster.
Did I tell you my little, it's not really a Christina Ricci story, but my little story, extra story on a Christina Ricci movie?
No.
No, I might as well. You could stop me if I told you already. Oh, is that movie Cursed about the werewolf? They shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with Wes Craven, yeah.
Yeah, they shot it two or three times. The second time that they shot the movie, because that movie, I remember working on one month or whatever, and then the next year, they stopped it, production, and the next year, they said, oh, were they doing the they stopped the movie down, but they did it again. They had to rewrite the whole script again.
What?
Yeah, and the scene I was in, it was the end of the movie that was totally different. With that doctor from Scrubs, the goofy one from Scrubs, or the mean one. Yeah, he was in it. He was like the father of the boy and the girl, and he was at the end. Him and his dog was walking to the truck with the little boy and Christina Ricci. They was all walking toward the truck after the big battle with the vampire. In the final cut movie, he wasn't even in it at all.
No, he wasn't. That's why when you said that, I'm like, yeah, what the hell? Because
they said they had to rewrite that thing like three times. And they had to reshoot the whole movie scenes. And the movie, yeah.
I had like
the script, like not the script, whole script, but like a couple of scenes, scripts from a couple of scenes. And Scott Baio was in it more than what he was in. As a matter of fact, there was.
At
the end of it, he like because he fights the werewolf too, and he gets bit by the werewolf. And at the end, they like doing a TV interview with Scott Baio, like Greg Kinnear show. And then he said, "We heard you got bit by the werewolf. Are you okay?" And then he said, "Me, a werewolf?" And then he turned to the camera, and his eyes is like a werewolf, like a on Thriller.
like Holly.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
first
that's,
Holly,
yeah.
That girl turned into
yeah.
werewolf.
But. That wasn't in the final movie either.
No.
But I got a little stand-in role to say, we want you to stand in for this black Negro who is playing a reporter, because I already had my suit and stuff, because I was playing a reporter in the background. They said, we want you to stand in for him, and that pays a little more, and you got SAG, you get a SAG, little SAG thing.
Well, that's good.
So I was doing it, and I was standing out on the street in Hollywood Boulevard waiting for the scene. And this little black nigga guard, he came up and said, no, you got to go inside. You got to go. And I was like, no, I got to stand out here because I'm waiting for them to call me. And I got in an argument with him. I said, what you? I said, are you a house nigga? Are you a house? Why are you trying to?
So like that in that movie, Colin Payne, house nigga.
Yep.
And I would, let me ask you something. Yeah. Well, I mean to cut you off, but when you did it in real life, was it badly edited? Like that,
no.
Like the movie
no,
was?
That,
you said House Nigga did a cut.
Talking about Dead Presidents? No, it was, you know, it was an even cut, an even edit.
Oh.
And then the black man, he got mad because
oh, okay.
Old black men don't like when you call them that. And then he went to the.
Even though it's
yeah,
true.
He went back into the, whoever the production assistants and the them, and they said, oh, sorry, man, you can't do it. We just get somebody else to do it. I'm like, dang, they just cut me. But I still got my SAG and my extra pay. I just didn't tell nobody.
Yeah, because you called my house nigga. Good.
And then, but no, later on in that night, I was sitting in there in the van because we were playing reporters, like I said. And that same nigga, security guard nigga, he was walking next to Christina Ricci. He was holding like an umbrella over her head, even though it wasn't even raining really. It was just like a couple of drops.
Oh,
and she,
God.
And she was like walking to the side. I'm like, it ain't even raining. He all holding the head. Like, Miss Ricci. I'm like, you nigger. And then we were sitting in the van, and, you know, because me and the one who plays my cameraman, and there's another girl who plays the producer, you know, we was all in the van kicking it, chilling. And we could hear over the radio, because we had a radio in our van, so we'll know when to drive up. They said, yeah, Miss Ricci wants her Red Bull. And the guy who played the driver, he was like, if Miss Ricci wants a Red Bull, she gets it. I'm like, shut up, nigga.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why that annoyed me, but he wasn't even, he was just like, if Miss Ricci, I guess if Christina Ricci wants a Red Bull, she gets it. I'm like, that's probably one of her thing in her contract that, she can have, you know, whatever she needs in her trailer. You know, that's not a diva thing to me. That's just, like, whatever you want in your trailer, you get it. You know? So, I don't know why that line always bothered me. Or not line, what that guy said. If Miss Ricci wants a Red Bull, I guess she gets a Red Bull. I'm like, shut up.
Oh, does she want a red dick with it? Oh, God, that's annoying. You know, well, you know, I agree with you. I hate to see people degrade themselves like that. Like, you know, she's all it. No, she's a golem freaking freak.
And it come to
Jesus,
think of it, her
man.
Mouth, her, something about her mouth, her jaw, the way her jaw is set always bothered me. It always seemed like her mouth, I don't know, it's like offset, like her jaw, her little mouth is, this is weird. Her mouth is weird to me, her mouth and jaw.
I ain't noticed that. Mm-hmm. Those eyes always catch me in the forehead. Always stop me.
Okay, that's today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned. Sorry, I just threw that together because I hadn't had a show out in a while. But stay tuned. We'll have some more shows coming out this week. Again, you can go to doomcast.blogspot.com to join in the fun and comment on the shows. Until next time, peace.